This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington, the Smithsonian Institution has named an advisory board for a new National Museum of African American History and Culture. The board includes corporate leaders and Oprah Winfrey. They're supposed to come up with concepts and raise money. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, if they need ideas and inspiration, they can find them in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
December 9th, 1977. Dear Mr. Haley, after talking to you...
This is one of hundreds of letters that Alex Haley received after ABC broadcast Roots in 1977.
I have also been doing research on my mother's family. My great-great-great-grandmother was a Murray on the Murray Plantation.
Roots prompted African Americans across the country to investigate their genealogy. The letters describing those investigations, along with 8 unfinished manuscripts by Haley, are one small part of the Broward County African American Library and Cultural Center's special collections. Ronald Glass is a librarian here.
Roots was, the first time that in the black community you can visually see a connection to history. And nowadays with all this media and computers, you would never think that just one movie would make such a strong impact.
The Broward County African American Library and Cultural Center is all about giving people a connection to history. The exhibits and collections are all open to the public. They include tens of thousands of documents stretching back centuries, from ancient African tribal masks and manuscripts from the 1800s to more recent artifacts from the Civil Rights era.
We have a actual identification card from a gentleman who donated it to us from the community here in Fort Lauderdale.
Glass holds a yellowed scrap of paper from 1963. In neat black type, the card says, Henry James Monaire, Lago Mar Hotel Busboy.
Anyone who worked in a hotel, who worked for a family, who cleaned the yards, they had to have identification to actually be in the white communities. And it's actually given through the Florida Police Department. It gives you your name, where you live, who's your employee, and description of how you looked.
While there were sit-ins elsewhere in the South, Florida had wade-ins to integrate the beaches. The library has photographs of police going into the water to pull the black people out. The collections also include tapes of oral histories documenting what life was like in the region before desegregation.
Because we went to what was called the colored beach down at Virginia Key. And that was the highlight of my summer, because when I went down there, oh man, it was like, oh, the best. It was everything. I didn't know, you know, that's where the black folks go. I just thought that's where we went anyway. It had entertainment for the kids, and my mom was having a good time, and I was happy to see her happy for a change. And
a man named Sam Morrison created this library 2 years ago using public and private money. Today, the library director is Julie Hunter.
South Florida represents a mixture of more diversity than any place I can think of right now. And I think, yes, it's appropriate to be here.
She says people sometimes hesitate over the institution's name, African American Library and Cultural Center. Broward County has one of the fastest growing black populations in the country, but not everyone in the black community here is African American.
You've got the Cubans, you've got Jamaica's history, you've got Haiti's history, you've got even Brazil. We will have a Brazilian exhibit in April. Can you imagine?
This place tries to embrace them all, not just with exhibits, but also with lectures, workshops, and performances in the center's 300-seat theater. The library has been offering small business classes for budding entrepreneurs, and Hunter says the center's attendance has been steadily increasing ever since it opened.
One little old lady and a little old man walked into the lobby of the library and says, you know, when I come in here, every time I come in here, I feel warm. There's a warmth about this place. And she says, I want to come back and keep coming back. And so I felt good. She didn't know who I was, and I didn't introduce who I was. I just wanted to hear what they had to say, and it was just wonderful hearing that.
Hunter says many visitors are overwhelmed by the size of this 60,000-square-foot building with African symbols embedded in its architecture. To her, though, the building is just barely large enough to accommodate the centuries of history inside its walls. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.